So, you have an animated movie for me.
Yes, sir, I do. And it kind of takes the things having a secret life premise from Toy Story, but for like a new generation that doesn't play with toys anymore.
Oh, so what's gonna have a secret life?
What would a kids use more than toys these days?
Oh, okay, I think I see where you're going with this.
Yeah?
Yeah, you want to make an emoji movie?
Oh my god, no.
Yeah, as soon as I said it, it sounded like an awful idea.
Nobody should ever do that.
And I pray that they don't. That would be truly terrible.
Yeah, no, this movie's called Wreck-It Ralph, and it's about the secret life of video game characters that live in an arcade.
Oh, sweet. Kids are always at arcades these days.
Yeah, not only are arcades all over the place, but they're always packed.
It is a good time to own an arcade. So what happens in the movie?
Well, the main character, Ralph, has been the bad guy in this video game called Fix-It Felix Jr. for 30 years. And his life kind of sucks when compared to the good guys, so he decides that he's sick of being a bad guy.
Wait, he's been living that crappy life for 30 years? Why only do something about it now?
It's the 30th anniversary of the game.
Right, but he must have been feeling this way for a long time. What makes this moment so special?
This is when the movie starts.
Gotcha.
So anyway, to be a good guy, he needs to win a medal, so he decides to sneak into another game to do that.
How are the games connected?
Well, they're all plugged into the same surge protector, and if one of the machines gets unplugged, the characters in it die.
Wait, so they've never once unplugged the game in 30 years?
That's what we're going with.
What if something that's not a video game gets plugged in? Like, what if the janitor plugs in his vacuum? Can they go in the vacuum?
Oh, please don't think about the world building this much.
Why not?
Well, it's the kind of world building that falls apart if you think about it, so it's best not to do that.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so we find out through Sonic the Hedgehog that if characters die outside their own game, they're dead for good.
So Ralph goes into a safe little game to win a medal?
No, he goes into the most dangerous, violent, murdery game in the whole arcade.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, and then at this point in the script, I actually ran out of video game jokes to make.
Must have been hard to finish a script about video games without any video game jokes left.
Actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just had Ralph head over to this game called Sugar Rush, so we start making candy puns instead of video game puns.
Oh, abruptly switching your pun strategy is tight.
Anyway, so Sugar Rush is this kind of racing game, and Ralph meets this character, Vanellope, who's not allowed to race because she's a glitch.
Okay.
And she steals Ralph's medal to sneak into the race, so if she doesn't win, he's not getting it back.
Wow, this character sounds like a massive glitch.
Yeah, it was a real glitch move on her part, but she's actually pretty nice.
So what else should I know about Sugar Rush?
Well, the place is run by this guy, King Candy.
Oh, we should make him be like the Mad Hatter in Alice in Wonderland.
What do you mean?
Like, we just straight up make him look and sound exactly like the Mad Hatter.
Why would we do that, though?
Why wouldn't we do that?
But why would we?
Listen, I just really like Alice in Wonderland, so this is something that's gonna happen, okay?
But I don't understand.
This is happening. Are you on board or not?
Oh my god, I guess I'm on board.
Great.
Well, that got scary.
So what else happens in the movie?
Well, at the end, we're gonna find out that he's actually a bad guy named Turbo in disguise. And he snuck into the game when his game got unplugged. Then he completely recoded it to make Vanellope a glitch instead of the princess that she actually is.
How does a video game character know how to recode an entire game?
I don't know, but he also erases everyone's memories so they don't know that she's a princess.
How does he know how to do that?
Dude, I don't even know.
Wow, this guy has such a convenient skill set.
Anyway, so Vanellope ends up winning the race, which completely fixes and resets the game.
Why would winning a video game do that?
Because that's what I wrote.
Fair enough.
So then Ralph goes back to his original job, but everyone's happy now.
So what's the message here exactly?
I don't know. I guess it's kind of you should just accept your position in life, no matter how crappy, and just do your job with a smile and keep your mouth shut.
That is an important lesson for kids to learn.
Yeah.
So you said that Sonic the Hedgehog is gonna be in this movie. Are there any other well-known characters?
Yeah, I have a few, but to be honest, I tried to keep it to a minimum.
How come?
Well, it kind of just felt like a cheap gimmick to get people to come watch the movie.
Oh yeah, that's not our style. We'd never do something like that.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you liked that pitch meeting. A lot more of these on the channel you can check out. Like a lot. You can also let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. And we did just launch a new series called Theory Battle that you can check out too. In that we go head to head with two different film theories and you guys decide in the comments section which one's the most plausible. It's pretty fun. Check it out if you have a chance. And don't forget to like this video, subscribe, share it on Facebook and Twitter. You know the drill. And check back soon for a new one. Bye-bye.